Welcome to AI Unraveled, your shortcut to understanding the crazy world of AI. This show is created and produced by Etienne Nimmin, a senior software engineer in SoccerDad, all the way from Canada. If you like what you hear, hit that like button and subscribe on Apple Podcasts so you don't miss future deep dives.
Today, we're going to take a whirlwind tour of all the biggest AI developments from March 3rd, 2025. We've got a ton of sources here, everything from tech news sites to business reports to even government announcements. We really want to give you the full picture.
Okay, so let's dive right in. First up is the AI chip race. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang made a pretty bold statement. He said that U.S.-made AI chips are 60 times faster than the ones made in China.
Now, if that's true, this isn't just some kind of tech pissing contest. This has some really big implications for, you know, who ends up controlling AI development in the future. Imagine if only a handful of countries or companies had access to the most powerful AI. It raises some pretty serious questions about global power dynamics.
Yeah, it's definitely something to think about. While NVIDIA is doing well, it seems like Apple is hitting a few roadblocks. The plans for a major Siri upgrade have been delayed. We're talking fragmented architecture, low user engagement, and even talent poaching. Sounds like things are a bit messy over there.
This isn't just a minor setback for Apple. This is a sign of a much bigger challenge that all these big tech companies are facing. They're trying to integrate this cutting-edge AI into products and systems that weren't built for it. It's like trying to shove a square peg into a round hole.
So it's not just about building powerful AI. It's about making sure it works well with the products people are already using. That's a really important takeaway. But while Apple's dealing with these issues, a new company is emerging with some impressive AI voice tech, Sesame, and their conversational speech model. They claim it's about to cross the uncanny valley. It'll be almost impossible to tell it apart from a human voice.
And what's really cool is that this model isn't just about mimicking how humans talk. It actually understands context and emotion. It can change its tone and rhythm depending on what's being said. Imagine virtual assistants that can actually have a conversation with you, or AI companions that feel like real friends.
Now, that's a future I can get behind. But let's not get too caught up in the hype.
Mm-hmm.
AI is being used to solve some really practical problems, too, like streamlining the hiring process. A lot of companies are using AI-powered tools to automate resume screening.
It definitely sounds good on paper. It saves time and could help make hiring less biased. But we need to make sure these tools are being built the right way. Is the data they're trained on inclusive and representative? Are they transparent in how they make decisions? These are the kinds of questions we should be asking as AI becomes more common.
Those are great points.
Mm-hmm.
Now for some breaking news. OpenAI's Sora video generation model is coming to JATGI. Users will be able to create high-quality AI videos right inside ChatGPT. This is going to be a game changer for content creation.
The potential here is huge. Imagine creating a professional video for your business or project without needing any fancy equipment or special skills. But with any powerful technology, there's always the risk of misuse. Think about deepfakes, misinformation, even more convincing phishing scams.
It's definitely a double-edged sword. But hey, let's not forget about the good that AI is doing in healthcare. A hospital in Shanghai just introduced China's first AI-powered cardiologist. This AI can help doctors diagnose and treat heart conditions. That's a really big deal in a country that's short on healthcare workers.
And it's not just about filling gaps. We're seeing AI being used to personalize treatment plans, streamline paperwork, and even discover new drugs. Companies like Salesforce are even building platforms like Agentforce. It's a whole library of AI tools just for healthcare.
It really feels like we're seeing the start of a revolution in healthcare, and AI is driving it. All this innovation isn't happening for free, though. There's a lot of money pouring into AI right now. The Chinese tech company Honor just pledged $10 billion for AI device development. And DeepSeek, an AI model developer, is reporting a profit margin of 545% on its AI models.
That's crazy. These big investments show you how much people believe in the future of AI. But are we in an AI bubble? Or is this the start of something much bigger and more sustainable? It's something to keep an eye on.
Speaking of keeping an eye on things, let's talk about a prediction that's got people talking. So the CEO of Anthropic, which is an AI research company, said that he thinks AI will be able to code better than humans by 2026. That's just a few years away.
It's a bold prediction. But when you look at how fast AI is advancing, it's not totally out there. Imagine AI that can write code, debug it, optimize it, and even come up with solutions that humans haven't thought of. It's going to change the whole software development industry.
This could be a massive disruption. And it raises some big questions about what this means for jobs. Will AI replace human programmers altogether? Or will it free us up to do more creative work? It's a discussion we need to start having now.
Absolutely. But before we get into that, I want to highlight something really interesting that Anthropic is doing. They're participating in the Department of Energy's 1,000 Scientist AI Jam.
What is that exactly?
It's a gathering of 1,000 scientists from all sorts of fields. They're coming together to evaluate AI models for use in scientific research and get this national security.
Wow, that's taking things to a whole new level.
It shows you just how much potential people see in AI to solve the world's toughest problems.
Yeah, it's really cool to see how AI is being used in these big collaborative projects. It's not just about individual companies or researchers anymore. It's about bringing the whole scientific community together.
It's like some kind of global brain powered by AI. All right, let's shift gears and talk about consumer tech. Samsung just launched their new Galaxy A series phones, and they're packed with AI features that are clearly aimed at Apple's iPhone 16. Things are getting interesting. We're talking about stuff like circle to search. You just circle something on your screen and you get more information about it. And there are some pretty advanced AI photo editing tools too. All of this for just $300, way cheaper than the iPhone's $599 price tag.
So Samsung is saying you can have the latest AI without having to spend a fortune. This could start a price war between these big tech companies, which would be great for consumers.
Yeah, competition usually leads to innovation. And in this case, it could make AI more accessible for everyone. It's a win-win. Remember when we talked about Siri's AI upgrade being delayed? Well, it seems like there's more to it than just technical problems.
What do you mean?
It looks like Apple is having a hard time attracting and keeping top AI talent. They're losing people to companies that offer better salaries, more exciting projects, and a more innovative culture.
It sounds like a brain drain. If Apple can't get the best AI people, they're going to have a hard time catching up.
Exactly. Building powerful AI takes more than just money. It takes the right people.
Yeah.
And right now, Apple seems to be falling behind.
So what can they do to fix it?
Well, they need to rethink how they approach AI, both in terms of product development and their company culture. They need to show talented people that Apple is the place to be for cutting-edge AI research.
It's a big challenge, but Apple has a history of coming back from setbacks. Let's move on to a company that's definitely not struggling to find AI talent. OpenAI, they're making headlines again with their Sora video generation model, which, like we said earlier, is going to be integrated into ChatGPT.
This is a big deal for anyone who creates content, whether it's for work, school, or just for fun. Imagine being able to make high-quality videos right in ChatGPT. No need for fancy software or equipment. It's going to make video creation so much easier.
It'll be like having a Hollywood studio in your pocket.
Yeah.
But, you know, with great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah.
We need to be aware of the potential for misuse, like deepfakes, misinformation, that sort of thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
We need to come up with ways to deal with these risks. It's an ongoing challenge, but we can't ignore it.
Okay, let's talk about finance for a bit. We talked about all the money being invested in AI. But some people are worried that this could be an AI bubble.
It's something to keep in mind. When there's a lot of hype around a new technology, there's a chance that people are overestimating its value. Remember what happened with the dot-com bubble?
Yeah, that didn't end well for a lot of people.
Exactly. So while AI is huge potential, we have to be realistic about when we'll see a return on these investments. It's not going to happen overnight.
It's like any investment. You have to do your own work and be patient. Let's go back to AI development for a minute. We were talking about that prediction that AI will be better at coding than humans by 2026.
Right. That's got a lot of people talking about the future of software development. Some people think it's a threat to jobs, while others see it as a chance for more collaboration and innovation.
It's a complex issue. There's no easy answer. But one thing's for sure, the role of human programmers is going to change.
Instead of writing every line of code, humans will probably move into roles that need more creativity, problem-solving, and strategic thinking. We'll be the architects, and AI will be the builders.
That's an interesting way to look at it. So it's not about AI replacing humans. It's about AI working with humans.
Right. It's about finding the right balance between human ingenuity and AI efficiency.
Now let's go back to something we touched on before, the ethical side of AI. As AI gets more powerful, we need to make sure it's being used for good.
We have to think about things like bias, transparency, and accountability. We need to make sure that AI is designed to benefit everyone.
These are tough questions, but we can't avoid them. We can't let the excitement around AI make us forget about the risks.
Yeah, you're right. We have to have these discussions now while AI is still in its early stages.
It's about shaping the future of AI in a way that reflects our values. Speaking of shaping the future, let's talk about how AI is being used in scientific research.
AI is already being used to analyze huge amounts of data spot patterns and even come up with new hypotheses. It's speeding up scientific discovery in areas like medicine materials, science, and climate change.
It's like having a super smart research assistant that works 24/7.
Exactly. And we're just scratching the surface of what's possible.
You know, before we move on, I want to remind our listeners that AI Unraveled is completely free thanks to the support of our amazing listeners. If you're enjoying these deep dives, please think about making a donation. You can find the links in the show notes. Even a small contribution helps us keep the show going and ad-free.
We really appreciate your support. Now let's get back to the world of AI. Yeah, it really makes you think about all the amazing discoveries that could be right around the corner thanks to AI. But we can't forget about the potential downsides either. Remember we talked about AI being able to code better than humans by 2026? Well, that's making a lot of people nervous about losing their jobs.
It's a legitimate concern. If AI can code faster and better than humans, what does that mean for all the people who work in software development?
It's a question a lot of people are asking, but it's important to remember that AI is a tool. Like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad. It all comes down to how we decide to use it.
So it's not really about AI taking over, it's about AI and humans working together.
Right. Instead of being afraid of AI, we should be thinking about how we can use it to improve our skills and create new opportunities. Maybe AI can handle all the boring, repetitive stuff, leaving humans free to do the creative strategic work. You know, the stuff that needs a human touch.
It's a whole different way of thinking about things. But if we can embrace this change, it could lead to a much better future for everyone. Let's talk about a company that's trying to find that balance between AI innovation and human-centered design. Apple. They've had some struggles with Siri, but it seems like they're not giving up on AI just yet.
They actually just announced this new thing called the Siri Innovation Lab. They're bringing together their best engineers and designers to come up with new ways to make Siri smarter, easier to use, and more helpful.
It sounds like they're finally realizing they need to step up their AI game.
Oh, they're definitely playing catch up. But they've got the money and the people to make a comeback. It'll be interesting to see what they come up with.
Now, before we wrap things up, I want to remind our listeners that AI Unraveled wouldn't exist without the support of our sponsors. If you're a business owner and you want to reach a really engaged audience of tech-savvy professionals, think about advertising on our show. You can find more information on our website.
We've got thousands of listeners who are passionate about AI and always want to hear about the newest trends and developments. It's a great way to connect with your target audience and tell them about your products or services.
All right, that's all the time we have for today. We've covered a lot of ground, everything from the AI chip race to those realistic AI voices to how AI is going to affect jobs.
Yeah, AI is changing the world fast, and it's so important to stay informed and be part of this conversation.
So keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep learning. And remember, the future of AI is in our hands. We can choose to make it a future that benefits everyone.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into AI.
We'll see you next time on AI Unraveled.